Hey there, Sheridan. Unfortunately, it is time for your final news update. The Sheridan Bruins have won the OCAA championship with a tight 76-74 win over the George Brown. Tied with 10 seconds left, Bruins forward Brian Osoo put up a jumper that missed, but was instantly dished the ball back and managed to put away a bucket with 0.1 seconds left. Talk about coming up clutch. 97-year-old twin sisters have unfortunately passed away after freezing to death. Jean Young Haley and Martha Young Williams slipped in their driveway and were the unfortunate victims to the freezing cold weather. The two are remembered as inspiring spirits with an incredible passion for life. A new ad campaign puts the spotlight on Toronto. It's real spicy. The ad features ballet dancer riding on the TTC, a kid flipping his bat just like Jose Bautista, a Raptors game, a Drake concert, and the Pride Parade, all crammed into just over a minute. Andrew Weir, Executive Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer for Tourism Toronto, says the new campaign taps into the city's growing civic swagger and hopes to boost Toronto tourism this summer. A 25-year-old sea turtle in Thailand recently underwent surgery to have a whopping 915 coins removed from her body after living in a town pool for many years. Loose change tossed into the fountain was found in the stomach of the turtle and weighed 11 pounds. The turtle, who is named Bank, is hoping to make a full recovery. A Mississauga teacher is facing allegations of sexual assault and has been fired by an Islamic private school. Tahir Mahmood has been charged with sexual assault and sexual exploitation by Peel Regional Police after a 17-year-old girl alleges he sexually assaulted her last month. The revised executive order presented to President Trump today has officially been signed. Trump privately signed the papers this afternoon, which is a big contrast to when he signed the first document last month in the more public Hall of Heroes. The major change immediately noticed in this new executive order is that Iraq has been removed from the travel ban list. The revised order specifies that a 90-day ban on people from the six countries does not apply to those who already have valid visas or people with U.S. green cards. The six countries still on the banned list are Iran, Syria, Somalia, Sudan, Yemen, and Libya. RCMP Commissioner Bob Paulson has announced that he's retiring this June after more than 39 years in policing. Passing the responsibility to the new commissioner, Paulson will be stepping down June 30th to focus on his family after 32 years with the RCMP and 5 years as commissioner. Good luck, Bob. So now we're going to head over to actually our entertainment extraordinaire, Jess Palumbo, who has an exclusive look regarding the Beauty and the Beast star Emma Watson. Jess?
Emma Watson recently did a Vanity Fair shoot that received a lot of backlash. She posed topless for Vanity Fair, and a lot of people saying this goes against feminism. So I asked a couple Sheridan students what they think.
I don't think it really relates to feminism. It really just comes down to her being able to do whatever she wants with her body.
I think feminism is the exact opposite. I think being a feminist is being able to do what you want, and if that liberates you and empowers you, then you should go ahead and do it. If she wants to pose topless, then she should go for it and not listen to the critics.
I think that, I guess it's up to her, really, but for the feminism thing, it's her body. She wants to show it off. She's allowed to. I don't see why she wouldn't want to, but the whole controversy just seems weird because the whole movie is about a woman having relationships with a dude that looks like a buffalo, and everyone's freaking out over the fact that she showed some side boob on a magazine that's known for women dressing very scandalous, I guess you could say.
Honestly, though, who cares what Emma Watson does with her body? It's her body, you know? Great stuff, Jess. Let's end today on a good note. Fast food fans rejoice. McDonald's has officially announced they will start delivering in the near future. So now while you feel guilty about eating fast food, you can feel extra guilty about not stepping a foot outside to get it. Well, I've had a great day today. I don't know about you guys. It's been nice updating you guys with the news. I hope everybody had an awesome day. The weather wasn't too nice, but you know what? Spirits were still high around here. I don't know about around the Sheridan campus. Anyways, you've been listening to The Face. Until next week, we will see you later.